about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Thank you all for tuning in. 5 minutes past the hour on this beautiful Tuesday. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and our pool was frozen over. And, we have such a chill here in the southwest United States. No snow, though. You know, it'd be nice to see some snow and do some shoveling and do some sledding. And I know those of you in the northwest are probably, or northeast, are sick of snow. Northwest, too. But, we are cold. It is freezing. I'm here in the studio. I got my jacket on. I got my scarf. I got my gloves. You know, because every time I open the door, you know, I still feel some cool air come in. I'm such a wuss when it comes to that. But still, I'm going to say it's a beautiful day. So I hope you all are having beautiful days, too. This headline caught my eye. Apparently, there's a game that researchers are playing to try to figure out why people skip using condoms and vaccinations. I guess, you know, if you're a researcher and you're pretty bored, you know, in the lab, say you're coming up with a game, right, that's doing research, and then sit there and play the game. Apparently, the game may be the first specifically designed to study the spread of diseases, and the developers actually published this in Plus One this week. He said, with the game, researchers can ethically study people's behaviors during epidemics. In real life, however, performing certain experiments, such as, you know, releasing a disease or making vaccinations more expensive for some people than others could be unethical. And they can't do that. So what they're trying to do is come up with a virtual world where they could then do all types of experiments because it's in a cartoon. They say this isn't the first time researchers have tried using game versions of diseases as a proxy for real life. I guess in 2007, some epidemiologists published studies of how, quote-unquote, corrupted blood, which is a disease in World of Warcraft, mimicked real-life outbreaks, right? But in this particular case, Dr. Frederick Chen from Wakefield University in North Carolina says his game is just built for doing controlled experiments. So, no, I don't think it's going to be a part of World of Warcraft anytime soon. He said he wanted to strip the problem down into the most essential components and to analyze incentives. In the future, he says games like Chen's would complement surveys that researchers already conduct, which ask what people thought and did during real disease outbreaks. Okay, so basically, what is this game? Well, they took 102 people to play their game over 45 days. Every day, the study participants got emails saying whether or not they were sick and what their likelihood was of getting sick the next day. Healthy players could choose either to buy protection for the day or take their chances unprotected. Sick players could do nothing for the day. I guess that was supposed to be like, okay, whether, I guess, chlamydia or gonorrhea. Okay, getting one of these diseases doesn't really give immunity later. So nobody has to worry about dying in this. They just can't go to work if they got a disease, whether it was chlamydia, gonorrhea, flu, etc. I guess participants earn more points by staying healthy, with the most points going to those who stayed healthy without protection, because they didn't have to spend their virtual money. At the end of the 45 days, each player's points translated into money on an Amazon gift card. Top players earned about $25. Sounds like a lot of work for just $25. 102 people. No, I don't think they gave $25 to 102 people because I don't think everybody was healthy. Anyway, excuse me. So basically, I guess it just kind of, you know, looked at, okay, well, would somebody buy? My only problem is if it's a game, I don't think people would really take it seriously. I mean, you have to hope that these people will not lie. You know, I mean, a lot of us will say, oh, yeah, I'll get the flu shot. Absolutely, I'll get the flu shot. I can't tell you how many of my friends had said, Dahlia, let me know when you get the flu shot. So I told them, you know, we got the flu shot. Our office is selling them. Call the office if you need, you know, to go get a flu shot, et cetera. And they never came. You know, and they're four flu shots, but when it really came down to going and getting the needle, nah, didn't do it. You know, or people will say, well, of course I'm going to skip work if I'm sick. There's no way I'm going to get other people sick. I am going to stay home. Yet, you know, time comes, so they're like, oh, no, but I really can't miss this meeting, and they go. I mean, you know, you really can't reproduce in a research setting what somebody's going to do with real life. But, I mean, I got to give Dr. Chen, you know, some kudos to trying to come up with some sort of a game. You know, I get that, you know, flu-like scenario, HIV-type scenarios. I got to give it to him. It just, I don't know how accurate. I mean, I can't tell you how many, you know, even religious people. I even see religious people, you know, or who claim they're going to do something religious-wise, and then you see them kind of cheat, you know, and eat some shrimp when it's not kosher, you know. It's like, wait a second here. So it's do as I do and not as I say. It's you know, don't do as I say, not as I do type of thing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Something I will promise you all that I will not do is get a fish pedicure. Remember those pedicures that were under fire because fish would be thrown into the water spa area by your feet and then chew off old skin? Well, apparently a civil trial has begun in a case by an Arizona salon owner who is challenging an order from cosmetology regulators that forced her to stop offering pedicures that use the fish to nibble the dead skin off people's feet. She basically opened her spa, I think putting, gosh, was it $90,000 into the spa? No, I think $40,000. She had to come up with $40,000 to open it up in the Gilbert suburb in Phoenix. And in 2008, she was forced a year later to close the fish spa segment of her business. Apparently, state boards of cosmetology caused her to close it, saying the practice was illegal because the fish were a tool for skin exfoliation and they could not be sanitized between uses. She says it poses no health risks, and there were no complaints from clients, and the treatments, which cost $30 for 20 minutes, were popular and profitable. She said she has never found an instance of harm attributable to fish spas in the entire world. I need to look that up. I can't confirm that or deny it. We do know that fish pedicures are very popular in Asia. Over the last few years, they spread to U.S., but in Texas, Washington, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire, they have outlawed the practice because of health concerns. So now she's suing because she had to close part of her spa. She lost a $40,000 investment, had to fire employees, and she thinks her constitutional rights were violated. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 15th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $16.8270. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.2451, $8.6226 for a half ounce, or $4.3113 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.2451, $8.6226, and $4.3113.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Sorry about that. I'm writing 203 on. I can't type and talk. I apologize about that. See, I know. Either I need to do all my typing after the show, but whenever I try to do it during my commercials, I never make it. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia. The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so false negative results have been found in HPV testing. The HPV testing is going to be going through probably a lot of back and forth tennis courting, right? Is that, you know, kind of volleying, shall I say? Because as we're decreasing the pap smears that we're doing, and, you know, trying to spread it out to every 3 years, if you're in a monogamous relationship, you know, we've been using the HPV testing to help us figure out, well, you know, are they going to be more at high risk for cervical cancer or not? 12,000 women in the U.S. will be diagnosed with cervical cancer this year, but hundreds more go underdiagnosed because they don't get screened. Right? And now that we're backing off on the pap smears and we're not telling women to come in and we're contemplating letting birth control be given over the counter, so again, women don't have to come in and get their pap smears, we're going to see that number skyrocket, as far as I'm concerned. Now, One, though, concern that many people have with the HPV testing is false negative rates. Now, a false negative result is where you're being told it's negative, where your HPV was fine and you don't have it, and you actually do. So if a test has a high false negative rate, that's not good. Just because something's negative doesn't mean you don't have HPV. You know, sometimes certain pregnancy tests have false negative rates, where you take a pregnancy test, you're negative, but you really are pregnant. You know, which is why we always tell people to repeat a urine pregnancy test a couple days later. Or if you think you're pregnant, still be careful because it could take a while and you could have some false negatives. False positives is where you take a test and it says something's wrong with you and something isn't. Like, for example, PSA testing with prostates may have some false positives where the PSA level is high. So the doctor goes, oh, you probably have prostate cancer because the PSA is high. Well, no, no, no. That doesn't necessarily mean they have prostate cancer. A PSA could be high because of inflammation, et cetera. We wouldn't call it a false positive with PSAs, but that's just kind of an example of, you know, somebody thinking they have prostate cancer just because the PSA is high, but that doesn't mean they have prostate cancer. So they say some of the large national labs have for a decade routinely used test kits that have this preservative called BD SurePath. This is approved for Pap tests, but not HPV testing. The labs continue to use these tests despite an FDA warning that occurred over the summer that HPV tests using SurePath could produce false negatives and national guidelines that call for using only FDA-approved tests. So women are being probably told they're free of HPV, and in fact, they aren't, which means if you have HPV, it could sit there and fester. So usually what may end up happening is we have to come up with a couple different samples for the HPV. Because usually what we do is I do the Pap, and then I send the Pap to the lab, and I go run an HPV on this at the same time. But if they can't because of the preservative messing the results up, then we family docs and gynecologists, et cetera, are going to now have to do a multiple, I guess, types of swabs. It should only take an extra couple seconds, but still. They say SurePath accounts for about a third of the HPV tests, or 3 million a year, which means we could have millions of women being told they don't have cervical cancer. How many people die from cervical cancer? They say of the 12,000 women who are diagnosed, 4,000 die. So that's a pretty high amount. And again, I think the reason why is by the time it's found. You know, I mean, HPV is usually a slower growing cancer. But let's say a kid is going to follow the guidelines. And they go, I don't have a Pap smear, I'm 21. Yet they start having sex when they're 12, 13. They get HPV. They were never vaccinated. The boy was never vaccinated. By the time, even if they decide to go at age 21, look at all those years of that HPV could fester, which is, again, why I'm not a fan. I think anybody sexually active should get checked within that year. And not so much because we're worried about HPV. It's because we need to also check you for STDs. We need to teach you about sex, talk to you about birth control. I mean, I'm just so frustrated with the way medicine's going. So my suggestion to you is if you do get an HPV test and it's negative, I would make sure you do a follow-up Pap each year. All right, maybe get another HPV. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's against the guidelines. I mean, honestly, I don't know what to tell you. If we're having false positive HPV testing, come on, for crying out loud. All right, my job is to protect you guys, not to save Obamacare money. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. While we're still talking below the waist, another study came out saying heavy smokers can raise the odds for lethal bladder cancer. Now, we don't talk a lot about bladder cancer because bladder cancer is not as common as lung cancer and breast cancer and colon cancer and prostate cancer, but it can be extremely aggressive. And smokers are much more likely to develop bladder cancer than non-smokers. Smoking, of course, is one of the most common causes of bladder cancer. Researchers looked at 212 bladder cancer patients in L.A. County. Patients who were heavy smokers were more likely to have a deadlier bladder cancer than those who were lighter smokers who never smoked. All right. Now, many of you ask, well, how do I know if I have bladder cancer? I mean, if they're screening for prostate cancer, are they screening for bladder cancer? Not really. You know, we really don't have a screen for bladder cancer. Now, I always like to run a urinalysis. I like everybody to give me a pee-pee sample. I tell them to pee in a cup. We look at the urine. If there's blood, we follow up on it. All right? We send it to the lab. If they say no, maybe a false positive with the dipstick, great. If they say no, there's blood in it. If it's a male, I send them to the urologist. If it's a female, I ask if they had their period. If they weren't menstruating, I ask to see if they've had any gynecological bleeding, because obviously it's kind of near the orifice, or the orifices are kind of near each other, so it's very easy for urine to come out and pick up blood. But if I can't figure out why a woman has blood in the urine, and we ran cultures and we don't think it's an infection, we send women to urology, too. So I like to follow up very closely on hematurias, which is basically blood in the urine. You could have gross hematuria where you see the actual blood, or you could have trace hematuria. Now, a lot of things could cause blood in the urine. Trauma, having sex could cause blood. Fever could cause blood in the urine. Infection could cause blood in the urine. When I had a kidney stone, I was peeing blood. So there's a variety of things that could cause you to lose, you know, the blood in the urine. But my couple of patients that had bladder cancer, they had absolutely no sign whatsoever, except we picked up blood in the urine. So we sent them to the urologist. The urologist did a cystoscope where they took a scope up the urethra. Not that fun, I know. Found the tumor and treated them. Both are alive and well. So, you know, bladder cancer is something that can very easily kind of sneak up on you and the doctor. And so my recommendation is make sure you get a urine test. If the urine test starts to show anything like blood or anything kind of funny looking, then if everything else has been ruled out, it's not from the uterus, it's not from an infection, it's not from having sex, you're not having prostate problems, I would recommend a urologist take a look. They'll probably ultrasound you, ultrasound the bladder, ultrasound the kidneys, and then probably take a look. You know, not all blood in the urine have to go through a big expensive workup, but that's usually how we slowly move towards the path of identifying who could have bladder cancer, by following a trace hematuria or blood in the urine. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Last night, President George H.W. Bush was released from the hospital. He was in a Houston hospital for 2 months following a bronchitis-related cough. 88-year-old Bush, the nation's oldest living former president, was admitted to Methodist Hospital in November 23rd, so around Thanksgiving. He was a week in intensive care. Apparently, they said he improved to the point that he will not need special medication when he goes home. He will continue some physical therapy. You know, being in the hospital for about 2 months, remember, you're bedridden, you aren't moving around, so of course they always worry about clots. They want to make sure they get your muscles going and they get your strength back. You know, we've seen him, you know, struggle a little bit with some of his physical strength, you know, in some videos that we've seen of him recently, but overall, this man's strong. This man is one tough cookie. So apparently, from what we understand, he woke up today at home, happy man. He was joking with the nurses, doing pretty well. Barbara and he, I guess, had celebrated their 68th wedding anniversary. They are the longest married presidential couple. Huh, that's pretty cool. They keep calling him George Bush 41 because he was the nation's 41st president, just in case you didn't, you know. Yeah. And, of course, he lost to Bill Clinton after the Gulf War. All right, so good. President Bush is back. Let me see what else we got before we go to the next break. Okay, when we come back from break, I want to talk about this new pot and low IQ study, where what they did is they looked at marijuana and did it affect people's IQ. All right, I also want to talk about this teacher who is suing the school because she was fired. Well, or she's suing the school because she has a phobia to kids. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
A healthy garden, easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week, you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today, my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of a 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dolly the show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia show. All right, so they say a new analysis challenges previous research that suggested teens put their brain term, long-term memory, cognitive function in danger when they smoke marijuana heavily. But this particular test actually looks at IQ. Apparently, there has been a link that smoking pot can decrease IQ. Now, I know many of my listeners who smoke pot, and they always get mad when I talk about IQ, and they get mad when I talk about you know, the risks of marijuana. And again, I apologize. You know, if it disturbs you at all, you know, you would think that if you smoked pot, you kind of liked the show a little more because you were more a little bit more relaxed about it. And I've never said pot really should kill you, all right? But yes, it does cause lung issues. It can cause memory issues. This is nothing new. In this study, mental tests were given to more than 1,000 New Zealanders when they were 13 and 38. Duke researchers found that those who heavily used marijuana as teens lost an average of 8 IQ points over that time period. They said it didn't seem to matter if the teens later cut back on smoky pot or stopped using it entirely. They say in the short term, people who use marijuana have memory problems, trouble focusing, I think a delayed reflex as well. And so why not have issues over years? All right. This is how I look at it. And I've told you this. You know, some of my healthiest patients are my patients that actually smoke pot, believe it or not. All right. I don't have a lot of people overweight because of munchies. Many of them are slim. They sleep well. They're not taking antidepressants. They're not taking sleeping pills. They're not drinking. But I do worry about their lungs. There is an increased incidence with smokers and marijuana smokers. And we do have some cognitive memory issues every now and then. And so, as we start to see more and more states allow legalized marijuana, and even though many of us may agree with that because we don't want our police force having to deal with, you know, marijuana arrests when they obviously have much bigger fish to fry, like protecting our schools, etc., we have seen multiple accidents where people have, under the influence of marijuana, killed people. You know, in Vegas, notoriously, we lost 3 teenagers. Because another teenager had been smoking pot and had run into them. And so it's pot itself won't kill you. Many people, you know, don't really care about their IQ. Nobody really tests IQ anymore. But you really don't want to lose any more of the cognitive function than I think we're already destined to lose. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Walmart has pledges to hire 100,000 plus veterans. Now, the plans were announced as part of an address by Bill Simon, president and CEO of Walmart's U.S. business, at an annual retail industry convention in New York. The company is based in Bentonville, Arkansas, and it plans to buy an additional $50 billion in U.S. products over the next 10 years. According to data from Walmart suppliers, items that are made, sourced, or grown in the U.S. account for about 2/3 of the company's spending on products for its U.S. business. Now, it also projects it'll hire more than 100,000 recently discharged veterans in the next 5 years. Honorably discharged veterans will have a place to go, according to Walmart's CEO. The hiring pledge will begin on Memorial Day. It covers veterans within 12 months of leaving active duty. Most of the jobs will be in Walmart stores or at Sam Club locations. Some will be in the company's distribution centers. They say, let's be clear, hiring a veteran can be one of the best decisions any of us can make. He plans to say in his address to retailers gathered on the third day of the four-day National Retail Federation. They say veterans have a record of performance under pressure. They're quick learners, team players. Absolutely. That's where I put my money. Absolutely hire a veteran. Walmart says it believes that it is already the large private employer of veterans, one of the largest, or has a large employee pool of veterans already in the country. Now, Walmart, however, has been under a slew of criticism, and people have been picketing Walmart because of the guns that Walmart sells. And I guess people are trying to get Walmart to take the assault rifles off their shelves. So, you know, is this part of a PR campaign, or were they planning on doing this anyway? But one of the women who was shot in the Tucson Gabrielle Giffords shooting by Jared Loughner about 2 years ago, she said one of the bullets that hit her was bought by Walmart. Remember, Jared Loughner had gone to Walmart. I think 2 different Walmarts bought ammunition. So, she was there picketing, and, of course, CNN was covering the story. And, it's a little eerie to think that, you know, one of your bullets came from a store. That went through, I believe, her chest. So I understand her frustration. I understand her concern. I don't know how effective, though, people can actually be in stopping gun violence, trying to get stores to stop, selling certain types of rifles. I mean, we know that this is going to be a topic that's going to obviously debated in Congress for a long time to come. I know they're going to try to come up with an answer pretty quick. And many of us are concerned about our Second Amendment rights. If they pass laws, or if President Obama uses an executive decision on assault rifles, what's next? Is he going to take away our shotguns? Is he going to take away our handguns? And most of us that have guns are very comfortable with them, and we use them for protection. Okay? I mean, we have guns. I want to protect my family. I know how to use them. My husband knows how to use them. We're teaching our kids, you know, as they get older, how to properly care and clean and store. I think it's extremely important to know and to learn. And so, no, we don't want our guns taken away. So this is going to be a very, very, very emotional debate that happens. The horrible deaths and the horrible tragedies that we've seen over the last few years from people, it just blows our mind. My only concern, though, is when a bad guy wants to hurt somebody and Walmart doesn't have a gun available, they're gonna be able to find a way to hurt somebody. And so we'll see where this goes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But I got to admit, I mean, good for Walmart for hiring veterans. Now, yeah, will somebody probably try to claim discrimination? Right? Oh, Walmart wouldn't give me a job because they're hiring a veteran and I'm not a veteran. I don't know if that's going to come. You know, we're going to be talking after the break about this Ohio teacher who's suing because she has a phobia of young children, and the school had transferred her to take care of junior high children, and she's suing the school district. I mean, could somebody sue Walmart? Yeah, because they're going to hire veterans, and they may turn down somebody else. I mean, if Walmart's going to be taking on 100,000 employees, that's huge. That is going to be a huge increase in their payroll, and God bless them for doing that. I think that's wonderful. But my guess is somebody is probably not going to be able to get a job, and you almost wonder, well, you know, current people, if the market doesn't allow for 100,000 new employees, are any current people going to lose their job? I mean, it sounds like they are going to give 100,000 people new jobs. That's what it sounds like. And hopefully the company is big enough to do it. Personally, I don't think the recession is improving at all. And I don't see how we're going to, especially with all the baloney going on in Congress, how we're going to be able to guarantee a big company like that having 100,000 new positions. So I hope they're not being overly optimistic. I hope they already have the 100,000 jobs already in place, so nobody has to lose their job for this. But I am sure that somebody else applying for a job is going to probably be turned down if they're not in a veteran. Remember, this doesn't start till May 31st. That'll be interesting. I'd like to see what happens. I mean, good for them, but I'm dying to see how they do that. I mean, if I ever wanted to just hire veterans, how would I do that? Would I have to say no to everybody else? Even though our veterans need jobs, when they come back, they need jobs desperately. You know, how do you do that? You know, affect that. Well, we'll see. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, you can also email us with your questions at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. Of course, you could, we are live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific time, so you can always call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And, of course, you can always email us at drdahlia.com. You know, we were talking about this teacher who is suing the school, who she says fire her. saying it discriminated her against her disability. Now, of course, you know, we've had a lot of advancements of people with disabilities and protections, and I'm glad we do. I mean, you know, people fall off a roof at work, they hurt themselves, and, you know, then they get fired. I mean, they were doing their job, you know, for crying out loud. And so I think we've made some amazing enhancements and improvements in protections for workers that have disabilities. You know, like our office, we had to build our office back in 2008 that was handicap accessible, et cetera. Absolutely. I don't want anybody who needs to get to work or needs to get in having difficulty going upstairs, etc. I mean, I think advancements in labor laws, etc., phenomenal. But then you have a case like this that starts to take it, I think, a little bit too far. So apparently we have an Ohio school teacher, Maria C. Walther Willard of Green Hills, Ohio, who says she was discriminated against her disability. Now, she's not a paraplegic, she doesn't have MS, she doesn't have a hearing disability or eye disability. She says she has a phobia of young children. Now, true, phobias are disabilities, and they could be severe disabilities. Just it makes us scratch our head. She's a teacher, and she has a phobia to young school children. All right, so, okay, I get it. If she has a phobia of young children, five-year-olds, six-year-olds, pre-K, you know, like your four-year-olds, I get it. Well, the school had needed her to teach a Spanish teacher. She's been working as a French and Spanish teacher in a school district for a while. And I guess they assigned her to teach a junior high. Now, junior high Spanish class, they're probably 12, 13-year-olds. Not a lot of 13-year-olds are in puberty. We went through great detail with that a couple year, hours ago. All right, so, you know, talk about a 13-year-old who's obviously reached puberty, having periods, etc., obviously could get pregnant. All right, so we're not talking young children. But she says that's how the school tried to weed her out. And she's suing. She's 61 years old, and she suffers from pedophilia, fear of young children. And she says that the Marymount School District knew of her condition and still assigned her to teach younger age students. We're not talking young children. We're talking about 12, 13-year-olds. Apparently, she has suffered from the condition since the 1990s. She has told the school district that she was told by the school district she would not have to teach young children. Again, junior high is not considered young children. So as part of her suit, she included documents from her doctor, psychiatrist, psychologist that explain how she experiences stress, anxiety, chest pains, vomiting, nightmares, and high blood pressure when she has contact with young children. She began teaching high school in the school district in 1976 and was asked to teach students from 4th to 6th grade in 1997, but then she declined on the basis of her condition. The school district accommodated her request at the time, and she remained a teacher at the high school level. But in 1990, she had to go and teach 7th and 8th grade Spanish. Again, 7th and 8th grade are 12, 13-year-olds. So I don't get what the big difference is. All right? Now, she claims that by January 2011, after teaching at the junior high school level, her blood pressure was at dangerous levels. She retired in March 2011 and filed a lawsuit against the school district in June 2011. Now, a federal judge has dismissed three of the six counts, but three remaining counts may actually be entertained in the court system. This is exactly what's wrong, I think, with our judicial system, okay? Nobody fired her. They still gave her a position. It just, what blows my mind is if you have a phobia to kids and you can't handle a 12, 13-year-old. I mean, I can understand if you have a phobia of young children, and then what they have you do is they have you start seeing children 18 months younger than who you're comfortable with. Is that a big difference, an 18-month younger? And then if that's just enough to throw you into a phobia frenzy, are you medically stable for work? You know, I'm kind of shocked by that. And if you are phobic and you violently become ill and this has a psychological basis, are you psychologically going to one day go after what you're phobic against? I mean, I'm afraid of spiders. All right. I usually won't go after a spider. I'll hide from them. But some people with phobias will then go after the spider. If she is that unstable and her condition is that volatile, that if she is a high school teacher and has to see a child 18 months younger, that throws her into a frenzy, a biological, psychological frenzy, should she be around any kids? You know, like what I discussed earlier this hour, I mean, if I was scared of heights, I probably wouldn't be a roofer. If I was afraid of the sight of blood, then I probably wouldn't be a doctor. I wouldn't sue the hospital to make the job work for me. You see, now somebody could say, yeah, but Dolly, she developed the phobia. She developed it while she was working. I'm going to tell you right now, if I have a fear of blood or I develop a phobia with blood, I'm going to leave the medical profession or any medical profession that has to do with blood. Okay? I mean, I'm going to promise you that because I don't need patients being fearful that I just don't have control over what I need to control. I mean, I'm not going to turn around and sue the hospital. I'm not going to sue my patients. I don't understand why everybody has to be responsible for everybody else. Now, let's say you don't like to deal with young kids or you do have a phobia to young kid, with young kids. Well, then fine. Find another position. Work with them on finding another position. Now, what my concern is for a court to even entertain this, maybe the school didn't offer her another position. Maybe there wasn't another position offered. I'm also wondering, 1976, wouldn't she be up for tenure or retirement soon? I'm just a little shocked. I mean, if you are afraid of the water, you don't be a scuba diver. Then you go and get a different job. You don't browbeat the employer and force the company or the school district or the city to conform to you. If you're afraid of young children, okay, they aren't putting you in a kindergarten class. They aren't putting you in a grade school class. They're giving you kids that are 24 to 18 months younger. And if you can't handle that, you probably should then be away from kids entirely. Because if the age keeps increasing on what you could tolerate or not, when are you going to not be able to do your job with high school seniors? I don't get it. I just don't get that. You don't sue your employer. I mean, like I said, I can understand where you get hurt on the job. And the job, this is why we have workman's comp. I mean, I can understand the employer does something stupid. They force you to do something. You get hurt by it, and then they fire you. Okay, I can understand being upset. Absolutely. All right, and I get that. And that's why we have laws in place, and that's why we do have, you know, workman's comp attorneys, et cetera. But, I mean, it's not the school's fault. You now can't handle older children. What are you going to sue them for, and why is this even being entertained in a court of law? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It just, you know, if we don't get a clue, like that doctor that was sued because the man had a menage a trois. Really? The man has a menage a trois, dies, and the doctor gets sued. He cheats on his wife, dies in the middle of a sexual act, family goes after the doctor. You know, when people are mad, they'll just sue. We got to do something. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Can't wait to talk to you again.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.